Sister Sophia, her second question was regarding her prayer. She said she reverted, mashallah, a year ago, but she kept her reversion away from her family because they were non-Muslims and it was difficult for her. So after a year moving away, she started praying. She says she's heard something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the new Muslim to gradually enter the Islam, to enter the rituals of Islam. She says, what do I do with my salah? Do I make it up from the beginning or do I just carry on from where I am now?
Sister Sophia, congratulations for gaining back your birthright. May Allah accept that from you.
Ameen.
And may Allah keep you steadfast on his straight path. Ameen. And all of us. And second, there are priorities. Once a person recognizes the oneness of his Lord, there are duties should be offered to please him.
Mm-hmm.
The most important and the foremost act of worship is the prayer. As we mentioned in the last episode, that no one whatsoever is exempted from offering the prayer under any circumstances, even while traveling, even while on the battlefield, except women during their menses.
Okay.
So now, if you have skipped a whole year of prayer, there are two schools of thoughts concerning whether to make up the prayer or not. One of the schools of thoughts, one of the scholarly opinions say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, "من نسي صلاة فليؤديها متى ذكرها لا كفارة لها إلا ذلك." Whosoever forgets any prayer, let him make it up. It has no other ransom but this, but to make it up. So they concluded from this, well, if in case that the person have forgotten or overslept and missed the prayer, that he should do it, then it is more worthy if the person left it deliberately to make it up. The second opinion which I adopt is that a prayer which the person left deliberately, especially for a long period of time, like a whole year, no matter how many times he makes it up, it would never make it up. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. So there are two parts, two sides of the equation. Kitaban, it's been ordained, mawqutan, on appointed times. It's got to be offered on its appointed and fixed times. Accordingly, your best bet right now is to try to increase as much as you can of the nawafil, which is the supererogatory or the voluntary prayers, such as the prayers before and after, the recommended sunan before and after, extra nawafil, the night prayer, and istighfar, or seeking for forgiveness, that should be, inshallah, sufficient to make up what you've missed, hoping that, inshallah, you would not get to miss any prayer in the future.
Jazakallah khair. And does that, so this hadith or this saying, for example, how does it apply? I mean, how does a person enter the deen? Do they enter it straight away wholeheartedly? Or
the hadith which we would like to mention in that regard, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I believe the narrator is Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, and it's a sound hadith, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Whatever I have prohibited you from, you must avoid it totally. And whatever I commanded you to do, then do as much as you can of it. We say concerning the prohibitions, there are very few. So it is affordable, and you must avoid all of them immediately. Once a person accepts Islam, must avoid having outside marriage relationship. Any dating, adultery, is prohibited once a person accepts Islam. Because it was prohibited even in their own religion. Once a person accepts Islam, should stop drinking. Should stop the business transactions which include prohibitions. Once a person accepts Islam, he must do what's most important, which is number one, the prayers. Then fasting during the month of Ramadan, if the person is physically fit and can afford it. These are immediate ibadat or acts of worship which must be offered on time. Well, there are voluntary ibadat which you're not required to do right away, but take it easy on yourself. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and whatever I commanded you to do, do as much as you can afford of it. But concerning the fard, what's mandatory, and particularly and most importantly the prayer, it is a must. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, to Yemen, he informed him that you are visiting or going to a country which most of its dwellers are the people of the scripture. Inform them about the oneness of God. When they accept that, inform them that Allah has prescribed and ordained upon them 5 daily prayers. You see the priority? And when they comply with that, then inform them about fasting, about zakah, etc.
Okay.
Whenever somebody would accept Islam, the Prophet ﷺ would order him to take a bath with the intention of performing ghusl, then instruct the companions to take him and teach him how to pray. So number one is the prayer. It is a deception to say that you don't have to pray now because you're a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have not memorized a single surah, you do not know how to recite even Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It would be sufficient to recite instead Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. Simple words that you can learn in a minute. Then recite them instead of the Quran and instead of ruku' and sujood. And any mistakes or drawbacks take place while the person is still in the process of learning are being forgiven. But the problem is when somebody deceives you and say, well, you don't have to pray now. Later on, when? Do you have an appointed time? Do you have a reference that Prophet Muhammad said, well, you can pray a year later, maybe 2 years later, or is it up to your convenience or up to your desire? Now, once a person accepts Islam, number one must begin with is the prayer, as much as you can afford of the recitation. But each prayer you must offer. Concerning the time where you are living with your family members and it was very difficult, I understand that it's over now, alhamdulillah. I'm just trying to give an advice to many people who are having similar circumstances because I get a lot of questions in that regard. That every one of us has some free time. Every one of us can lock the door behind him or herself to do their private issues, to change their clothes. You can do that whenever you have a chance to offer the prayer. Because the literal meaning of the prayer is as-silah, is the link or the connection that ties the servant to his Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Without this link, the person might go astray, definitely will go astray. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. So indeed, the prayer prohibits a person from فحشاء and sins and evil doing and injustice or wrongdoing or oppression. So the person must make certain that the salah is being offered and on the proper appointed time.